At Mandalay Hill's Sutan Pie Pagoda, a Chinese visitor makes a ritual cleansing prayer. China is Burma's biggest investor, and here in the country's second largest city, residents say an influx of Chinese immigrants now dominate the busy downtown. Former Mandalay Traders Association General Secretary Sai Cha Za says that Burmese businesses can no longer compete.
"75% of businesses here are invested by Chinese, both legally and illegally. We can see it clearly after Mandalay was razed by a heavy fire in 1985. Most Chinese could rebuild their houses immediately with support from mainland China. After that, all of downtown Mandalay became Chinatown."
Outside Mandalay, new pipelines to China are bringing controversy to the countryside. The network will carry domestic oil and gas and also offload tankers from the Middle East and Africa in the Bay of Bengal. A group of foreign investors back the project, but most of the financing is from China. So are many of the workers, known by their red jumpsuits. Skilled local hires can earn about $250 a month, says bulldozer driver Lamao.
"I don't know the details of this project. I just come and work here for daily wages."
While the project brings jobs, some landowners have objections. Monks at the Asia Alinyong Monastery in Pinulwin Township were initially offered nothing for part of their property until the news media published their complaints. Head monk Usain Dithaw says local farmers are too afraid to speak out.
"The government will take their land and continue pipeline construction, whether they agree to it or not. That is why they try to be content with the compensation. Nobody wants to give up their land."
To win over local critics, China National Petroleum Corporation is donating several million dollars to build new health clinics, wells, and schools. In Manpian Village, a new school for 300 students was welcomed by La Nient, the village head.
"I am very happy to have a new school at my village because it is not possible to build it with our own funds. The old school lasted over 40 years but was in very poor condition.
Engineers say the pipeline should be completed next year, another big Chinese development project bringing in jobs and also mixed feelings among the people of Burma. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Mandalay.